Begin transmission.
Oh no, I'm inconsolable. It's 1930 UTC. Time once again for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm so sad. I'm so depressed. I'm inconsolable. Oh, I feel terrible. Wah. Well, maybe you're wondering why, but you probably already know. If you haven't heard yet already, yesterday, Belgium was knocked out of the World Cup. That's right, you heard me correctly. Belgium lost to France 1-0 in their semifinal. Ugh, what a kick in the teeth this is. As you know, if you are a regular member, a regular listener to the Dubious Goals Committee, you know that for the past 6 months, all I've been talking about is Belgium. Belgium, Belgium, Belgium. And how they were going to do good in the World Cup. Well, they did do good. I was hoping they would win. And I was pretty sure that they would make it to the final. In fact, I was so confident that they would make it to the final that I told people to go ahead and place a bet on Belgium. Because Belgium was the best value bet. So if you did bet on Belgium, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. Because that was the best value bet. But yeah. So for me, the last 24 and a half hours have been filled with nothing but heartache. Oh, Belgium. Oh, Belgium. I thought you were going to go farther than that. But, you know, the weird thing is, you could look at it this way. I only missed by one game. And that's pretty good. If you compare my prediction to all the analysts on Fox, like Alexi Lalas, I beat them all. My team made it the furthest. Everybody else got knocked out. Which proves to me, once again, that I know way more about international football than Alexi Lalas. And possibly more than Kate Abdo. Now, Kate Abdo, she's rooting for England. And England could still make it. England's semifinal against Croatia is later today. When does that start? Oh, that starts in about 40 minutes after this show ends. And Kate Abdo, she wants England to win, but she's playing the emotional card. You know, she's English, and so she sort of is obligated to root for England. And so now I kind of want to root for England as well for two reasons. One, I really like England. And they haven't won a World Cup since I've been born. And I also want England to make it to the final because an England versus France World Cup final would be hilariously awesome. If you're unfamiliar with world politics and the whole world business, one thing you need to know is that France and England hate each other. They really do. Yeah. And if you don't believe me, look back through history. Look up the Hundred Years' War. Look up all the wars between France and England for the last 800 years. You will laugh. And so whenever France and England play in football, it's a big deal. I mean, even in friendly games, even in games that aren't very important, if it's France versus England, people get emotional. People get nutty. And so, as you may realize, the World Cup final is probably the biggest game in the world. It is for, you know, national teams. And so to have a big, huge, important game like the World Cup final be between England versus France would be hilarious. Wars have been started for less. So that would be funny. On the other hand, for England to go through and make it to the final against France, they would have to beat Croatia. Now, Croatia. I love Croatia because they're a very much an underdog team. You know, they've only had a team since Croatia has been independent. You know, once a country becomes independent, it takes about 3 to 5 years for them to form a good football team. And then it takes about a generation for it to become a good, great football team. And that generation has passed. And Croatia now has a great football team. Now, I would like to see them go through. I'd like to see them beat England and go through and win and beat France and win. I would love to see Croatia win the World Cup. That would be a monstrously big deal. That would be like, I don't even know how to explain it to people who do not follow this. I would say it would be one of the biggest upsets ever. It would be like Leicester City winning the Premier League. And if you'll remember, Leicester City won the Premier League. And so Croatia here is trying to pull a Leicester City in the World Cup. And I would love to see that happen, to see such an underdog team win the biggest prize ever. It would be a big deal. It would be such a monstrous sports story that the only thing that even comes close is Leicester City winning the Premier League. So I would love to see Croatia go through. So I don't know who to root for during this game that I've got to watch here in about 35 minutes. Croatia versus England. I just don't know. I'm curious to see how it turns out. I want both teams to win. Unfortunately, both teams cannot win. And so, what am I going to do? I don't know. But I don't care who wins as long as they kill France. France doesn't need to win. They won 20 years ago. It didn't even seem like it was all that long ago. But yeah, they won in 1998. France. Don't want France to win. So whoever wins later today, I don't care, as long as they clobber France. It would be really funny if England beat the hell out of France. But on the other hand, it would be very historically significant for Croatia to beat France. Croatia's never won the World Cup. It would be incredible if they did. England hasn't won the World Cup in forever, in at least like 50 years. So if they won, that would also be great. I don't know. So the only thing I can say to you, my dear listeners, is to root for England or Croatia, whichever one you see fit. But then no matter what happens during the final, root against France. Belgium did not go through. Oh, I'm so depressed. I'm so depressed, I'm going to have to drink some tea. And it's delicious. Oh, wait, I'm looking at the TV schedule. The game doesn't start for another... And they got a weird start time. It's like 5 minutes before the hour, so...
Yeah, I got plenty of time. Because I was thinking, what am I going to do today? What am I going to do today other than watch the game that I still have to wait for? I do not want to wait for my football games. That's the one thing I hate about, quote, on demand, end quote, television. It's not really on demand. It's only on demand after the fact. Okay, because if it was on demand, if it was on Tobe's demand, then the game would have started like 10 minutes after I ate breakfast. Okay, and I demand that the game starts now. I demand that the football needs to go when I say it should go. But no. Nobody wants to do what I want to do. Even though I'm the most funnest, nobody listens to me. So what am I going to do to kill some time? Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. It's the same thing I've been doing for the last day, killing time. And that is, I'm going to watch Pachinko. I love Pachinko. And recently I've discovered that Japanese people will make videos of themselves playing Pachinko. And it's great, because they just point their cameras at the screen and at the machine. And they never say anything. They just play. And so I've been watching a lot of play. And I was hoping that it would make me get away from my urge to play Pachinko. Because I just have this incredible, crazy urge to play Pachinko. Which you cannot do in Omaha, Nebraska. And so, to help alleviate my craving for Pachinko, I've been watching people play. And I've been mainly watching a couple of machines. There's some machines that I really want to play. Namely, the Evangelion machine. If you're not familiar with it, there is a anime and manga franchise in Japan called Neon Genesis Evangelion. It's one of the bigger, most popular animes ever. And so there are pachinko machines that are themed with Evangelion stuff, which I would be interested in. Also, there's a machine called Garo, which is based on a Japanese TV show that I'm really not that familiar with. And the machine is really intense, and it's crazy, and I don't know if I quite understand the modes and stuff. And then there's a whole series of machines called Sea Story. There's Sea Story 1, Sea Story 2, Sea Story in Okinawa, Sea Story Black. All this nautical-themed tropical fish stuff. And I've been watching a lot of that. And I think I understand that machine now, and I would love to play it. Any one of the series, I would play them. I get it. But right now, I have just started a video of a guy playing Lupin the End. Lupin the End is a pachinko machine that is Lupin the Third themed. If you're not familiar with Lupin the Third, I suggest look it up. Lupin the Third is a very old. It started in the Showa era. I mean, I remember seeing Lupin stuff when I was a kid. Lupin the Third is a very large and very beloved anime franchise. And so this machine has a Lupin theme. And it's an interesting machine because it has three controls. It has the launch knob, the button for reactions, and it has this little gun. It has this pistol. It looks like a Luger. And this is the type of gun that Lupin uses. Lupin the Third, he's a thief. He's a gentleman thief. And he has two buddies, Goemon and Jigen. And he's got this love interest. And her name is Fujiko. Fujiko-chan! Everybody loves Fujiko-chan. And the funny thing is, in this machine, when it goes into Fujiko mode, that's really good. It starts wigging out. And the whole point behind pachinko is to get balls in a couple of holes.
If you've ever seen an old Showa era pachinko machine, you understand the concept. You're launching the balls up, they're falling down, and you want them to fall into certain holes. The main hole, and then there's like the jackpot bonus hole. But it's not open yet. Some holes aren't opened. You have to get so many balls in the main target, and then, you know, the jackpot hole opens up. Then you want to get as many balls in there as possible, and blah, blah, blah. Well, along with doing this, there is a slot machine style aspect to this. As you play and get balls and holes, you will earn spins, like slot machine spins, and numbers will come up on the screen, and you want to get three numbers that match. And you get jackpots. And jackpots take the form of more balls. And so, as you get balls and holes, you start changing modes. And when you change modes, what you are doing is you are increasing the probability of you winning one of these slot machine style spins. And there's about four or five different levels of probability of you winning. You know, the game starts off in like the 10 to 15% range. So every time a slot machine spin comes up, you have about a 10 to 15% chance of winning. Once you start using your skill to launch the balls in the holes, you get into these different modes. And not only do you increase your chances, but you also get more spins, which, you know, then gives you more chances for winning. And some of these machines, they'll go up to like 69, 70, 72% chance, 75% chance of winning in the best mode. And once you, then there's secret modes. It's really weird. I mean, pachinko is a really crazy, very intense, very overstimulating experience, and it's nutty. Oh, like here, this guy just got into typewriter mode. When you see the typewriter thing come up, is he gonna get one? He's got a reach. And the funny thing about new machines is whenever you get a reach is when you match two symbols or numbers on the, you know, slot machine spin. Once that happens, then these new machines that are themed, like Lupin and Garo and Evangelion, then there's a battle. And you'll see characters on screen battling, fighting. And depending on the theme, one of the characters is basically fighting for you. And if the character wins, then you get a jackpot. And sometimes in some of these games, you can influence this by pushing the button. There's one button, it's sort of the action button. You push it fast and you help your guy fight. And here's a win. Yeah, Lupin just won. Pulled up a three. So you got triple threes, and now the machine says, big bonus, it's going into bonus mode. And so now it's time for a rush get. And so now you gotta launch the balls over into the jackpot area. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, and somehow this guy just got into golden time. Now, I'm not sure if golden time is the same as special time. Pachinko machines have a mode called ST mode, special time mode. And when that happens, then suddenly you get lots of free spins. And so tons of spins come up in a hurry, and that's what's happening now. So golden time on Lupin must mean special time. Oh, button, hit the button. Got it. He's got a reach. He's got a reach in eights. This is good. And now they're showing Lupin fighting Zenigata. Did Zenigata just lose? What's going on? Warning, warning. They're still fighting. There's tons of crazy graphics on the screen. Lights are flashing. Lupin is jumping back. Hit the button. Boom, hit the button. This is one of those times when you can help Cliff Lupin, or Arsene Lupin, depending on how you know him. When I was a kid, we were taught that his name was Cliff. Oh, and Cliff gets shot. His name is actually Arsène Lupin the Third. Oh, but Cliff went down, but there's a bonus anyway. He didn't get the jackpot, but hit the big bonus. Okay, that's good. Rock and roll. And here's another big chance. Oh, yeah, multiple spins. Come on, uh-oh. They just showed like a silhouette of Fujiko. When Fujiko shows up, that's good. That means your chances are increasing. Oh, and the sign is jiggling and doing weird stuff. That's another good sign. What color is the reserve point? I can't see it. Hit the button! The button prompt comes up, and there's... Oh, the reserve point just turned to a wanted poster. And we're going into automatic mode. Oh, the two things just flopped up. There's a challenge. Is it going to be a gun challenge? There's a gun challenge in this game where you have to pull the trigger of the gun just right. It'll tell you to shoot. It says, shoot! But no, it's not the shooting, it's the button. Oh, the sign dropped. The sign has dropped. It's spinning, and it's going into rainbow mode. That's a jackpot. 888. Max bonus. Rush. Get. Hit it. Start flipping those balls over to the left. Go, 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 go. Wow, that's good. 2,100 points. That's a max get. Sweet. I just hit max bonus. This thing's on a run. Oh, and it just flipped into golden time. Sweet. So that means more spins are coming. Spin one is no good. Spin two is no good. Spin three is no good. Spin four is no good. Here comes spin five. Weird stuff is happening. When weird stuff starts happening like this, it means reach. Yes, here comes a reach. Reachy! Okay, so there's a reach. And now Lupin and Zenigata are fighting again. Ooh, Jigen jumps in. Odds are getting better. Lupin and Zenigata are fighting. Zenigata's shooting. Uh-oh, Zenigata shot the gun out of Jigen's hand. Lupin, hit the button. And it looks like Lupin is winning. Hit the button, hit the button. He won't hit the button, hit the button, damn it. What happened? Oh, he failed. An eight came up. He's looking for a third nine, but got more spins. Two, three spins, no good, no good. This guy's clocking the spins. He's sinking balls into the jackpot thing. Uh-oh, got another reach. And Fujiko showed up. Nope, she disappeared again. When this thing goes into Fujiko mode, it wigs out and it just starts spitting out jackpots. This is look promising. This looks promising. Seeing some weird new stuff here. Come on, Lupin. Oh, and here's my kitty. Hello, Pippa. You want to watch pachinko with me? Normally, Pippa will watch anything where there's like balls moving around on the screen. That's why she likes football so much. But I think this is too little for her to see. And there was a reach, but it did not win. Oh, but there's a... Is that a regular bonus? Yeah. Oh, no, that's the medium bonus. There's different levels of bonuses, too. And being as I can't read Japanese, I'm not sure what level they are. Okay, so here we go through some more spins. Lots of spins. And it's a challenge. The sign is jiggling. Oh, the red. It's a red challenge. This is good. Oh, got to reach. We got a reach in twos. Come on, come on, come on. The keep out tape is going wig out. Is this going to be a win? Is this a win? Does that mean win? I don't actually know until I see the numbers. So we're seeing a little bonus animation. Oh, the sign dropped. The sign is spinning and it's going rainbow colors. And the other stuff dropped. Yes, that's a win. 2-2-2. Rush get time for max bonus. Pachinko machines often have this sign that is right above the screen, and it's mechanical, and it will drop down in front of the screen. And when that happens, that's good. And sometimes the sign will change colors and spin around and do weird stuff. In Sea Story, it's a hibiscus flower. In Garo, it's a Garo face. It's really scary, and it's pretty cool. I like it a lot. What are you doing, Pippa? Okay, the music changed for this battle. Is this good? Oh, yeah. He's got a reach in nines. Oh, I want to play this machine so badly. But this one's a little confusing for me. There's a few things about this I still don't understand. Unlike Sea Story, I've been watching... I swear to God, I have watched 4 hours of just various Sea Story machines. And they're a little bit simpler, and I think that'd be easy for people to understand who do not know, like, anime characters and stuff like that. So Sea Story is a good machine to play. Oh my God, just hit another jackpot. Got all the nines. 999. Good job, Lupin. Oh my God, did he just hit another one? That's the thing. Once a pachinko machine gets hot, and you can make it get hot, it's not completely random. Your skill with launching these balls into the special holes makes them get hot. And once you get into certain modes... Yeah, this is another jackpot. Once you get into a high probability and once you start earning extra spins, boom, 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 you can hit jackpots continuously. And this guy has just got a good run. Oh, Peppa, oh, here's a shooting challenge. I've never seen this before. I've watched about 2 hours of Lupin games. Suddenly it's got into like special challenge bonus. This is weird. Into a reach. I'm seeing stuff that I haven't seen before. That's the other thing about pachinko machines. There's lots of secret modes and secret stuff. And you can call up these Easter eggs unknowingly. And weird stuff starts to happen. Man, I want to play pachinko so bad. I wonder what it would take to... I wonder how much these machines cost. I wonder how much it would cost to ship one here. Probably more than the machine. I don't know. Oh, and that one is not a jackpot. 989. Oh, but the sign drops, and it changes! Yes! Sometimes there's recovery wins. You'll lose a spin, but then something will happen. And in this case, the sign dropped down, and the sign caused the numbers to change to 999, turning it into a jackpot. Yeah, this happens. That's called a recovery win. You'll get a loss. You'll get a loss. You'll get a spin, and it'll lose, and you think you've lost. But then, like in Sea Story, like Sakura shows up, or sometimes these other fish show up and they change the fish to other fish and you win. It's crazy. I can't begin to explain to you how crazy pachinko really is. If you'd like to see this, and I really highly recommend that you should, at least watch like 10 minutes of pachinko and you'll just sit there going, what is happening? It's crazy. So go to YouTube. Type in pachinko, P-A-C-H-I-N-K-O. Type in pachinko and find something. Don't find a white person saying, this is how to play pachinko. Do not watch any how to play videos. Just find something that's in Japanese and watch it. And this will just be gameplay. Just watch some gameplay. You will freak out. It is an overdose of lights and sound and animation and little silver balls flying around. It's overstimulating. It's very intense. And it's hilarious. And if you see anything that says Sea Story or Lupin or Garo, click on that and you will see the various machines. I highly recommend it. And I'd love to talk about this some more, but I gotta get out of here. It's time for me to go. You have been listening to The Dubious Pachinko Committee Because Belgium Lost, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC. So tune in tomorrow. I gotta go. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Something Blue features blues, jazz, and other